Cliffcentral.
The revolution.
I've got something important to tell you.
Cliffcentral.com.
All right, good afternoon and welcome to O'Neill on Cliff Central. The brand new music of Mello in the company of Amo. The song is called All I Need. And we kicked off the show with the new one from T-Pain. Welcome to the show.
Come on, boys, let's do this. On 1, 2, 3, let's go.
You listen to O'Neill on Cliff Central. Radio has never been faithful. O'Neill on Cliff Central.
Now, as usual, I'm not rolling by myself. Junior is here with me. What's up, Junior?
Hey, what's up, man?
You good?
I'm nice. It's Friday, man.
Are you ready for this show?
Ah, man. Never been ready. I was born ready, man.
Listen, we've got some great guests coming through. Anati, who has been working tirelessly on a new album. He had a showcase just the other day, showcasing new material from his upcoming album. He's got a brand new single called Hours.
I saw you, it's trending.
Yes,
bro. So, man, that guy is legendary.
He's one of the guys who will be joining us on the show today. Speaking of brand new music, this is Casper and your Vest with Scale Him.
I call you, just friend of Twitter. Man, I don't get involved with those kind of niggas.
Bella, 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 niggas since wait. Bang up, bang up, bang up, bang up, bang up.
I think it's a hot song, man. Now, for the next week, I'm sure you'll be hearing different kinds of radio stations and presenters. They'll be talking about whose verse is better. But I just think, honestly, I'm listening to it for the third time. I think AKA did a good job. I don't know. For some reason, he's a bit more audible than the other guys. Maybe I need to listen to it a few more times to be able to determine who did better than who. But for now, I feel like AKA did a much better job than everyone else. It's a new one from DJ Vigilante. It features KO and Nasty C. My first guest is here in the studio on the other side of this WeChat. Find out who is in the building with me right now. Stand by.
It's a celebration of a fate of a dream, of a dream, of a dream, of a dream. Inhalation, inhalation, it's a celebration of a fate of a dream, of a dream. It couldn't lay asleep, it couldn't lay asleep. To achieve all, he had to achieve all. He had to achieve all. He had to achieve.
His name is Scotty Lloyd, and he's hanging out with us in the studio right now from Clash of the Choirs, right?
Yeah, yeah.
What
season
was it?
Season 3, the recent one, actually.
Oh, season 3.
Yeah.
Now, you are part of Team Kelly.
Yeah, man.
Tell us about the experience, man, being a part of the group. First and foremost, for the benefit of those who do not know what Clash of the Choirs is, how would you explain it in your words?
It's a talent show, a musical talent show, yeah. It basically displays different types of talents. In terms of vocally, choral, all mixed up together.
Okay.
Then we create something new, fresh.
How do you become a part of Team Kelly?
How did I become? I auditioned.
Okay.
I auditioned in a most random way, actually. Actually, my producer's with me. He's the one actually suggested that I go. But I wasn't sure. After auditioning for so many times and a lot of auditions, I was like enough with auditioning. So yeah, when he said it, I just decided to give it a try.
Okay.
And voila, I was in Team Kelly. She loved
it. Now, sadly, I haven't really watched it. I have to apologize. Watched the show. But I know it's one of those popular shows. Like, I would see it all the time on my timeline. Like, it was always there.
I think this one had the most biggest ratings, actually.
Interesting.
This one was the most rated one, most watched, actually.
Yeah. And I know Team Kelly was one of the favorites. People actually thought you guys were going to win.
Yes. How,
so when you guys didn't win, what happens? Like, what happened when you guys didn't win?
Well, you don't get nothing. You don't get nothing. You just live with the character that you learn, that you groom, that Kelly groomed in you. Yeah. I think that's one thing I took. She's very strong. She's a very strong individual. So what I took from her was a great mentoring and a good character to push on in the music industry.
Did it develop in any way as an artist?
I think musically I grew, and professionally, and working around cameras, which is something I was really shy about. I'm a very shy person. So I had to come out of my comfort zone. So that was quite an experience though, yeah.
Now, okay, fast forward a couple of weeks later, possibly even months, the show is over.
Yeah.
It was won by somebody else. Yeah. What happens to Tim Kelly?
Tim Kelly, oh yeah. We're still working. We're still together.
Okay.
We're gonna release a single soon. A gospel single. But we're not saying we gospel. We like a very mixed up. We're cocktail. So we'll be releasing our single soon. Hopefully we'll be here also.
Yes, no, yeah, certainly. Yeah, are you still in touch with the rest of the team?
I'm still in touch with them. We're actually shooting last week. Imizulili. We were shooting last week, and we're gonna be also performing around Joburg.
Nice one.
Yeah.
And then Kelly, are you still in touch with her?
We talk like every day on WhatsApp with her. We have a group that we talk every day. We update each other in terms of what one is doing, what our plans on doing, and also as a choir, what we're going to do actually.
Yeah. How are you guys planning to go forward with her? Is she playing a mentoring position? What is her role in your life as a group?
I think a part of the bigger picture is she's our mentor. She's our mentor. She's going to mentor us. She said we are locked down for life. That's what she usually says.
Yeah.
So we're going to work with her also on a single. She agreed to work with us. So
her own single.
Our single.
Okay.
Single. So she will be working with us. And yeah, we can't wait for you guys to hear it.
Nice one. We're hanging out with Scotty Lloyd in the studio, a part of Tim Kelly. If you remember Clash of the Choirs, he's working on his new project, and you've got a new single that you don't want us to hear.
Yeah.
Tell me about that.
It's called Changing Minds. We still not done with the mastering, so we wanted to come and sound perfect for you guys because we respect the audience. So it's going to come out on June 16, actually, and hopefully you guys are going to play it.
How would you define your music? What kind of music? Is it?
I'd say Afro soul. Soul. Yeah.
All right.
It's a mix of all genres, actually. Yeah.
I'll tell you what. You're somebody who's no stranger to cameras and just been putting on the spot in general. So, you brought your producer with. He brought an entire keyboard.
Yeah.
Which is something that we really appreciate.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna just allow you to perform for us.
Okay.
Do you want to just tell us a little bit about what you're going to perform?
Okay, I think I'm going to start with a song. That's going to be title of my album.
Yeah.
Coming out soon. It's called Soul Uprising.
Okay.
This song, it's a motivational song that I wrote for myself to work hard in the industry.
Okay.
It actually reminds me of the hustle. All that, right. You know what, whatever happens, whatever I may find myself in, I will conquer. It's called Soul Uprising.
Is this going to be a part of your project?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm singing actually originals today. Yeah.
Ah, nice one. I like that.
Yeah.
Okay, so Scotty Lloyd is here on behalf of his own team. In fact, not even on behalf of his own team. He's here as a solo artist. When we come back, he performs for us.
Ladies love original. Yeah, baby. Okay. All right.
Long peace and trust. Double O C, double O C. Mm-hmm. I need long clips and trust.
Double O C.
You're listening to me, need long clips and trust.
Double O C, yeah, baby.
KPCR.
All right, cool stuff. So, Scotty Lloyd, it's yours, sir. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready.
Okay.
Thank you.
your heart in the hands of God. You can be the most beautiful person in the world, and so everybody sees the light at rainbows when they look at you. Find your life, your heart in the hands of God. You can be the most beautiful person in the world, and so everybody sees the light at rainbows when they look at you. You keep on rising, soul up rising. You keep on rising, soul up rising. You keep on rising, soul up rising. You keep on rising, soul rising. You keep on rising, soul uprising. You keep on rising, soul uprising. When there's no place you can run to, in the wilderness without the sun, I was a ghost and waiting to sleep, to dream, to hear a mother's loving reach. Don't be afraid, don't be dismayed. I'm from the heart that's rooted in pain. I'm from the history of misery and shame. You rise, I rise, we rise. Yeah, yeah. You keep on rising, soul uprising. You keep on rising, soul uprising. Soul uprising, you keep on rising. Soul uprising.
Yep, it's Scotty Lloyd. He's hanging out with us in the studio, taking us to church.
Yeah.
Tell me about your background with singing. Has it always been gospel?
No, not necessarily. I used to listen to a lot of John Legend growing
okay.
up. I listened to a lot of John Legend. And yeah, but I started singing at church.
Yeah.
Apostolic Faith Mission in Soweto.
Mm-hmm.
From Sunday school, from a point where I didn't know about keys and pitch. Yeah, that's where I started singing, yeah.
All right, cool. Now, your parents, are they happy with you doing music?
Well, like any other parents, you know, they would never be happy about music. But I think the breakthrough for me was when I actually started doing my own concerts.
Yeah.
The Live Hive concert with Scotty Lloyd.
Yeah.
They slowly bought into the idea, you know, this guy is serious about what he's doing. Then Clash of the Choirs happened.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So they now buying to it. Although they still want me to be in school, though. Yeah.
Are the rest of the team, are they supportive of what you're doing as a solo artist?
They're very supportive. We actually attend each other's shows.
Nice.
We always encourage each other to push, no matter what. I mean, we were like top two.
Yeah.
So we need to appear again and prove ourselves as individuals also. So yeah, they're very supportive of it. Yeah.
All right. If you just joined us, we're hanging out with Scotty Lloyd in the studio and he's performing for us material from his upcoming project. What else are you going to perform for us?
It's called Umang. It's a Ke Pina Sesotho.
Okay.
It's a love song.
So you're Sotho?
Ke Mosotho, yeah.
From?
From Soweto. Ke Mosotho wa Joburg.
Oh, okay. I thought you were directly from Lesotho. No. I was about to call you out. You guys do not indicate in Lesotho. I have no idea what the use of the indicator is. If you guys are not going to use it.
Oh, you were driving there?
Dude, I drove there. And first of all, it's the only country in the world where drinking and drive is still allowed.
Yeah, actually, I was actually shocked. I had a conversation with a friend and he said that, but I was a bit skeptical about it. But
dude, listen, if you want to drink and drive, if you feel like drinking and driving and just being disorderly on the road, just go to Lesotho.
Yeah.
Interesting place, man. But I enjoyed myself while I was out there.
Yeah.
Listen, on the other side of this, this gentleman here with me continues to perform for us.
Come on, boys, let's do this. On 1, 2. Three, let's go.
You listen to a Pillow Central. Radio has never been fixed.
Radio has never been
fixed. Pillow Central. WOC. Pillow Central. Radio has never been fixed.
Radio has never been
fixed. Pillow Central. WOC.
All right, take it away.
Has a man, Sheb. Hamani wena umang uthola ke mang uwakai hasimang lemang with a beautiful smile and a faithful heart. Hamani wena umang uthola ke mang uwakai hasimang lemang with a beautiful smile and a faithful heart. I wanna let me get to know you. Let me get to know you, yeah. I wanna let me get to know you. Let me get to know you, yeah. Lady baby, y'all come to say and help a nigga out, make you got so sort of. Give up a little bit of your time. I see you not le boto. I never na le moto na ma. We'll sick it one time. One. Give a girl right the own thoughts. Oh my god, son. Get to my words. Get to my words. What's up? Oh, yeah. I'm man when I'm man. What's all I get, man? Oh, I got Hassimang Leman. With a beautiful smile and a faithful heart. I'm man when I'm man. What's all I get, man? Oh, a guy, Hassimang Lemang, with a beautiful smile and a faithful heart. I wanna let me get to know you. Let me get to know you, yeah. I wanna let me get to know you. Let me get to know you, yeah. If I told you I love you, can I keep you forever? Giving to love or living fear? There's no other path, no other way. No day by today, for I have tread my dreams beneath your feet, yeah. Treading softly, because you what I need. Yeah, Obanina, kita tela wena, kipa tela wena, kita tela wena, kipa tela wena, kita tela wena, kipa tela wena, kita tela wena, kipa tela wena.
So let me ask you this. Are you emotional by nature?
I'm a very emotional person, yeah.
You are? When was the last time you cried?
Actually, it was yesterday when I was praying to come here. Yeah.
Wait, you prayed to come here?
Yeah, I pray for each and every performance I'm going to make. Yeah.
That is unbelievable, dude.
Yeah.
That's amazing stuff.
Yeah.
I've got one more challenge before I let you go. What we usually do is I'll give you a theme.
Okay.
Something you haven't practiced with your producer.
Okay.
Well, he can play any keys that you're familiar with.
Okay.
But I'm going to give you a theme, and you'll have to create a melody out of it.
Oh, my
and
word.
Sing for us.
All right.
Is that something you can fuck with?
I'm not much of a spontaneous person, but yeah, let's try it.
Okay, so that's the idea. That's why it's a challenge.
Yeah.
So that's what's coming up on the show.
All right.
So we're back with Scotty Lloyd, and I'm about to challenge him before he does his final performance. Now, your challenge is this. You've met up with this girl. You're in love with this girl.
Yeah.
But she's a horrible cook. Like, she can't cook for shit.
Oh.
But you're afraid of telling her that she can't cook.
Yeah.
And she keeps feeding you this food. So your only shot at doing this is to sing for her.
Oh, my word.
To somehow include that in your lyrics and communicate the message to her.
To so cook,
start playing.
I must tell her to cook nice food, right?
Yeah, I don't know what you want to tell her.
Okay, let's go.
But that's your scene, that's your scenario. Cool.
Hey. Batlile kai kai kila pile kitepa hori uyi kemi sedite humpela hadimu nati Kikupa dicho Tsemunati Maratona teo Kete diteng Hadi munati Kihuba tile Kaika mafating Wote Mara dicho Tahao Hadi monati Ankon tu se Kieta swangi Kima tatante Kima tatante Oh help me out I need some help in the kitchen Somebody help me Musari wa makata Empa ke moratile Leha sidi monate
That's the best I can do. It's beginning to sound like you're talking about like another type of food. Like
yeah.
Another type of food. But listen, you did well. How do you think you did?
That wasn't bad. It wasn't bad at all, actually.
It was great. Now, your final performance, you told us about this single.
That
you want to perform for us. Just place it for us.
Okay, the single, it's called Changing Minds. When I wrote this song, initially, I wrote it was a poem.
Yeah.
When I wrote it, I was really frustrated. I just graduated, actually, and I was unemployed, and I looked my surrounding, and people are not working, you know, corruption, you know, those kind of stories.
Mm.
So I was really concerned and frustrated. then man, the recession and all those things.
Yeah.
And I had to, I got a book and a pen, and I wrote this poem called Changing Minds, which now is a song. So yeah.
All right, cool. So this is Changing Minds with Scotty Lloyd, and I believe you're performing it for the first time.
Yeah, okay. Exclusively since it's done. Yeah.
All right, cool stuff. Let's go.
It's O'Neill Africa, Cliff Central.
A luta continua. A noite é duro. We changing minds, we changing minds, we changing minds. We asking questions, we seeking answers. We changing minds, we changing minds, we changing minds. We asking questions, we seeking answers. Oh, what's real? Oh, what's not? Oh, what's real? Oh, what's not? Oh, wake up, you've been sleeping. Look up in the sky, consider possibilities. A better future for us, so you say, Mr. Politician. Say what? Oh, say what? Oh, say what? The richer get richer, the poor get poorer. Oh, what a mockery of democracy. Yeah, yeah. We changing minds, we changing minds, we changing minds. We asking questions, we seeking answers. We changing minds, we changing minds, we changing minds. We asking questions, we seeking answers. Oh, what's real? Oh, what's not? Oh, what's real? Oh, what's not? We promise this and that, this and that. Fooling us with the neck, with the neck, with the neck. Telling us cast your vote, cast your vote, cast your vote. Manipulating our minds. Oh, speak to me with clarity and understanding, Mr. Politician. Don't exceed my expectation to confusion. I'm promising me a tomorrow you know nothing about. When you gonna realize that we've got a situation? Corruption, disruption, mental subjugation. Hey, 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 hey. We changing minds, we changing minds, we changing minds. We asking questions, we seeking answers. We asking questions, we seeking answers. Oh, what's real? What's not? Oh, what's real? Oh, what's not? Oh, rise up, oh, rise up, oh, rise up. Oh, rise up, oh, rise up, oh, rise up. I don't need my freedom when I'm dead. I cannot live for tomorrow when I have no bread. I'm changing my mind, and I won't change it back. I need my freedom, I need my freedom, I need it now.
Thank you. I wanted to read the Freedom Charter. I guess you guys will catch that on my live performances then.
Yo, yeah. Dude, you're heavy. Heavy stuff. Listen, man, much appreciated. You're absolutely talented. We look forward to everything coming together for you.
Yeah, yeah.
When that first single is ready, the one that you're hiding from us,
yeah.
Please let us know. Just let us know when we can when we can play it.
You can bring it
for us. What about the videos? Are you shooting videos in any way? What's happening?
Yeah, hey, bro. The funding. I think it will come out also soon. I'm hoping soon it comes out. The video. I'm working on it.
Okay.
But yeah, you guys can look for it on my concert on the 10th of September at Soweto Theatre. Yeah.
So wait, take us through that again.
I'll be doing my concert on the 10th of September at Soweto Theatre.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Scotty Lloyd, ladies and gentlemen, how do people get a hold of you?
I'm on Facebook, Scotty Lloyd, S-A. Instagram, Scotty Lloyd, S-A. And on Twitter, Scotty Lloyd, S-A.
All right.
And my song will be on iTunes soon.
Thank you very much for stopping by. Please come back when your other music is ready.
Yeah, thank you. I will definitely. Hopefully you guys will also play my single. Yeah.
No, definitely. We got you.
Yeah.
All right, so my second guest is already standing by.
It's O'Neal Africa.
I'm going to enjoy this. Music of KB hanging out with the awesome Lade, El Musica. Junior is still here with me. Junior, you well? I wanted to make sure that I got
chocolate?
Sure.
Yeah. Nice, just had KB's chocolate. Oh, it's so awesome.
Wow. This is the most disgusting thing I've had today on radio.
I knew you were gonna go that way.
I just had
Why?
I just had KB's chocolate.
Right in front of him. It's bro, right why? In front of him.
Can I just reenact?
Why did he have to take it then for bro?
No, I didn't take it anyway. You literally said KB said, did you enjoy my chocolate? She said, did you enjoy my chocolate? And he said, yeah, I just had KB's chocolate.
And you were like, this is disgusting. Got a sick mind, bro.
Okay, fine. Listen, I'm hanging out with KB in the studio. Gina is eating her chocolate while I'm talking to her. So, it's a very uncomfortable show for me, I have to add. How you doing, KB?
I was okay until you started talking.
No, but why are you going to bring your chocolate here for Gina to enjoy? You're the first guest to bring us anything. Rather, really? Junior something.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, but anyway.
Yeah.
Listen, it's good seeing you. You look absolutely breathtaking. What are you eating besides
chocolate.
Your own chocolate?
I eat everything. I love food, but I do try to keep it healthy.
You obviously do keep it healthy. With considering the chocolate you're eating. This show is
Don't
brought
hate.
To you by chocolate today.
you
the
know?
Theme is chocolate today. So, how long has it been since we hung out here?
I have selected memory. Remember, I was traumatized the last time I was here. So, when I walked out, I was like, this must be erased. So,
okay. So are you ready for us today?
You can never be ready. So I'm not, but I'm just here because I thought, okay, let me see what happens.
All right. If you just joined us, welcome to the show. We are hanging out with the lovely KB. She's here with us. You've been performing in the past couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
We've been seeing pictures of you performing everywhere.
Yeah.
Tell us about that. What's happening? Are you back in the scene?
So what happened was on the 8th of April, my friends, you know, I'd been saying, okay, I'm going to go back on stage and I've been saying that for quite a while. So my friends decided on the 8th of April, my birthday, to throw me a party, number one. Number two, decided that I was going to perform.
Okay.
So they set up this whole thing and they sent me my poster and said, there's your poster, put it on Instagram, and that's what's happening. And I remember when I heard the song and I went on stage and I felt like, I didn't even understand why I stopped doing it. I felt like it was so awesome, and I was so happy. I felt so happy to be there. And I just decided, you know what, at the end of the day, you know, outside of the politics and this and that and the emotions, I just really love performing. I love being on stage. So whatever opportunity I get to perform, I go for it. You know, the last time I performed at Nolo Piri's launch for Apple and Oranges AO4NP launch. I performed there. Even then, I felt like I was performing. I always feel like I'm performing for myself.
Like, does it ever feel like you ever left for you? It's always It always feels like you've just
I missed
there.
It. Yeah. I did feel like I missed it, and I felt a little bit angry with myself. Because I thought, why did you do that to yourself? Why did you... Like, nobody should make you that upset that you... Or nothing should make you that upset that you want to walk away from this.
Okay.
You know? So, yeah. Because when I stopped, it was obviously... I was frustrated with the industry. And I thought, no, I actually don't want to do this anymore. So I just decided, actually, nothing should upset me that much that I leave performing. I should rather just go do it for fun if that's what I want to do.
Refresh my memory. What had happened? Why was you not so happy with the industry?
Look, I studied. I'm a trained performer. You know, I mean, at the time that I came out, I had this experience of staging a performance and costume changes and rehearsals and dances and all of those things. And the problem was always that when I went out to perform, the promoters would be like, KB, why do you want lighting? Or, you know, like, you only got stuff when international artists were in the country. And that just frustrated me so much. I mean, we'd go to a gig with bags and bags of costumes and we'll have rehearsed and planned costume changes. They'll say, the dressing room, you know, and you're like, but we said in the contract, quick change, area, blah. So I just got to a stage where I thought, I can't keep going out on stage with not even half of what I prepared. It just felt like,
it didn't make sense.
No, so then the last straw for me was my previous album, Run Free the Evolution. I released it. I was excited about it, and then my record company just sort of just didn't do anything about it, you know. And they're the ones that said we want another album.
Yeah.
So we worked on this thing, and then when it was ready, they just didn't. I mean, I know they had their own issues to deal with, but I felt like they should have just said. They shouldn't have asked me to record the album.
Yeah.
So I just thought, no, I can't do this anymore.
There was always the acting. You've always been an actress. Did you take a break from that as well?
I stopped acting on Rhythm City December last year. No, December 2014.
What do you mean you stopped?
Explain. I thought what happened was they just decided they don't want to keep the character anymore.
Okay. Did they kill it?
No.
Okay. What happened? How did
she went to jail.
And that was it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't.
Okay.
So what I did with the whole of my 2015 was to try and figure out what it is that I really want to do. So I didn't rush to get into another show and so on. I just like, what I enjoyed the most was being there for my boy, like taking him to school, dropping him off, and just being a part of his day to day. And because I also wanted to structure whatever I was going to do next around him. Because for the 7-8 years that I was on Rhythm City, it didn't always work out that way.
Were you at Rhythm City for 8 years?
I said at Rhythm City in 2007.
Damn.
You know, and he was, I think, almost a year old when I started. And when I stopped, he was 9.
Was he familiar with the character you played?
Yeah, but like, he's a mom.
Okay.
Like, he never sees, it's only now that he starts to see me as an artist, because he'll see me with somebody sitting on TV and be like, yo, mama, do they know you? You know? And I've started taking him to my shows, and he's so surprised that people will be like, oh my gosh, KB, or we miss your performance. And then he starts looking and be like, okay. You know? The one time I was performing Rock Le Fati, and my niece tells me, I think I'm starting to like this.
Wow.
Yeah, so I'm slowly evolving from just being mom to being, I don't know why, but something, someone really cool.
Now, do you feel like the industry, though, be it the film industry, the TV and film industry, and just the music industry in general, do you feel like things have improved from the time you were a bit disgruntled with the business?
What's improved is our mindset. My mindset.
Yeah.
What's improved is recognizing that, you know, and I always say this, but I guess sometimes we remember stuff when we say to other people and not when we need to sort of remember it ourselves.
Mm.
That it is my dream. It's nobody's business to make it happen for me. Nobody owes me a break. Nobody owes me anything. And the other thing that I think is awesome is the fact that there's a lot more that we can do on our own as artists. So where you feel that the record company is like, you don't even have to be with any record company. You can just do your own thing. And I think that's what's great. And that's why we've seen so much creativity, because everyone almost personalizes how they're going to come out as an artist. It's not sort of like a sort of a package, what do you call it? Like, you're already packaged a certain way.
Yeah.
And that's why we're also able to evolve, you know, because we're so much more in touch with what we want to do as artists. So I think that's what's great, but mostly just knowing that you can make it happen on your own.
We're hanging out with KB in the studio. The last time you were here, you premiered your brand new single, Find A Way.
Mm.
Yes, so this is Find A Way. It's a new one from KB. On the other side of this, we continue our discussion along with our performances. More guests lined up.
Thinking about this, wondering how to wipe the sadness off your face. This crazy life is taking a toll on me and you. And now you think maybe we'll never make it through.
I have to tell people what KB is doing.
Wait, wait, wait. No, that is the funniest moment of my life.
What happened?
KB is one of those people you invited to your house. And she starts going through your stuff. Like,
no. Books. Oh, my word.
Oh, my word.
Books. Books on a shelf.
Listen.
Books on a shelf.
The studio is upside down. She turned the studio upside down. She's looking under tables like.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
No, guys, wow. That's not fair.
Okay.
You know, I have a Furby too. Ne?
Okay, that's nice. You want to just put those headphones on and then we can focus on this interview. Wow.
I love her energy, though. So
what
awesome.
Energy? She was in the corner. Reading our
going
stuff.
Going through books. Books. You have some interesting books. That's an interesting library you have there.
Okay, Junior, you want to play music?
Yeah.
Junior, you enjoy my chocolates?
Yeah, very much.
Okay. Oh, gosh. Just this chocolate. Okay, Gina, KB is going to perform for us now. Hopefully, we can... Can we keep her hands busy?
My hands? Why?
Yeah. No, some... Looks, metaphorically speaking. Can we get her to just do something? Because when she's idle, she finds things she shouldn't be finding. KB is in the studio
with
us.
Find A Way. That's what I do.
Can we do an acoustic version of Find A Way?
Oh, okay. We can try.
Yeah, well, you weren't paying attention because you're
like
also...
No, sounds like he has something else in
there. Oh, okay. I was thinking the keyboard player would come play it.
Oh, really?
No, guys, can we...
So bossy. Oh, I've been thinking about this. Wondering how to wipe the sadness off your face. This crazy love has taken a toll on me and you. And now you think maybe we'll never make it through, yeah. Long as we're in this together, you and I, we got everything. Figure something out. What's it, Junior? I'm so distracted. I don't feel safe anymore. I don't know what's the right thing to do.
Why? What's happening? What's happening?
I can't have too many rules. You know, you can't move.
No,
you can't.
What did I do?
We'll find a way back to the light we know. We'll find a way, and so our love will grow. Don't ever go away. We'll find a way. We'll find a way. Yeah. I can't. No, I need to.
Okay. What was happening? What's wrong? What is wrong?
You know, the last time, this is exactly the same experience I had the last time. Ne?
Why? What happened?
I don't know why I came back.
No, wait. What happened?
This abuse and this, like.
Please refresh my memory.
Okay. What did I do? What did I do, Gina?
Okay,
yeah,
I'm
refresh my memory.
Okay.
Well,
yeah. Nobody knows what I did.
No. You were like, you were cool. Like, you were looking after me. I was being told to sing songs. I was given instructions. Do this, do that. Sit here. Don't sit there. Blah,
okay,
blah,
fine.
Blah.
Listen, I'm going to stay away from it. All I'm asking is that you perform and you don't.
Touch, I did. I
you
sang,
don't touch my stuff.
I'm not going to touch your stuff. I'm sorry. Okay. I have a Furby too. So that's why I was connecting with it. Mine is white. So I was connecting with that one because I thought, oh my gosh, you know, you guys have the same baby as me.
Okay.
But those colors are weird. But, you know, I have like a plain white, beautiful Furby. You know what a Furby is?
I don't know what a
Furby is. It's like, it evolves. Like if you connect, we can debate if you power it and then you keep it there. Every day it evolves. So when you
to
talk
what?
It learns to talk. It learns to talk. And then if you are rude to it, at some point it starts also being rude to you. And
are
then you
serious?
Have to, I promise you. Then
only
you,
Gareth would keep something like that. Yeah, like, Honestly, like, I had no idea.
Then there's an app on the phone where you feed it and you can play music and it dance. It's a fun thingy magic.
Okay, so in short, it's creepy. That's
it does get a bit creepy.
KB's here and I'm still desperately trying to get her to perform.
Okay. I'll perform.
Yeah. So what do you want to perform for us?
What should I perform, Junior?
Anything.
Okay, I'll perform Life is Good.
Okay. She's gonna perform Life is Good.
Yeah. There rainy days that come and go, and then the sun comes out because life is good. When the winter season that leaves you cold makes way for springtime, you know life is good. So soon you'll realize all your tears were not for nothing. So soon you'll realize all your tears were not for nothing. Life is so good. Life is so good. There's a pleasant time for everything, 'cause life is so good. Oh, life is so good. There's a pleasant time for everything, 'cause life is so good. If you open up your eyes, you'll see life is so good. There's a pleasant time for everything, 'cause life is so good. Oh, if you open up your eyes, you'll see that life is so good. There's a place and time for everything, 'cause life is so good.
Nice. Thank you. That was amazing.
Thank you. Felt great.
How does that feel?
Just took me back. This is the first song I wrote for myself. Like, this is the first song we recorded.
Okay.
For my debut album. So, and when I hear the lyrics, it's almost like I was writing for myself. Almost like a time capsule. Some of them remind me, you know, like a message I send myself in the future. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's just like a little bit emotional because I still love the music and a lot of people still love the music and mixed emotions, but good.
Are you working on new music?
No. I think I have enough music. I have 6 albums.
Okay.
Close to 13 songs per album, so it's like maybe 60, 70 songs.
Okay.
I feel like what I need to do is just reconnect with people and just do more performances.
All right.
And yeah.
In the interest of time.
Okay.
Okay, you wanted to say something?
No, I'm not gonna say anything.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. In the interest of time, I've got a challenge for you.
Okay.
Yeah, the challenge is simple. Gina's gonna play some kind of melody. He's gonna get a melody going. I'm just gonna give you a scenario, and you have to create a make sense out of it. I give you a scenario, and you sing about it.
Please make it a nice scenario, like something nice.
It wouldn't be a challenge if I made it easy. Okay. The scenario is simple. There's a guy. He's in love with you, but he feels you have baggage.
Okay.
And he's afraid to let go.
Okay.
And you want to talk to him
about
Let me take you through it again.
No. I got all of it.
Okay. There's a guy.
Okay.
He's in love with you.
Okay.
He's afraid you've got baggage.
Okay.
And how do you let him in?
Okay, cool.
Junior, are you good? Are you happy with the keys? Okay.
Oh gosh. See, these things. Can you not say anything?
I need to let you know what is in my heart. I got so much left to give, but I don't know how. I think I need to figure it out for myself. I need some time to figure it out for myself, yeah. 'Cause I'd rather give you beautiful me without the I think I need to figure it out for myself. I need time to discover me. I'd rather give you the beautiful me.
Another bag lady, yo.
I still believe in love. Oh, I still believe in love. Yeah, yeah. Sometimes we focus too much on the outside, that we don't learn to love ourselves. Something that we need to know. You can't give love if you ain't got love for you. Need time to figure it out, yeah. Think I need time to figure me out. And I'm willing, I'm ready, I'm waiting to figure me out. I need to figure me out, yeah. Get rid of all the baggage. Glad to know that you love me, but I need to figure me out.
Stop. I know you. I know you're gonna carry on. So did you? So did you know whose side are you on? Like the singer, the vocalist, or the slave driver?
What are we talking about?
Like, who tells you when to play? When, like, can I say to you, no, Junior, don't play? Yeah. Whose side are you on? Okay, it's fine.
That's cool. You can.
You can have more chocolate.
You guys, let me know when you're done.
We're done. I'm done.
Eating each other's chocolate. All right, KB, that was beautiful. That was absolutely breathtaking. In fact, Sibongile over there, she said it's an absolute hit. She would buy it. She said,
really?
That. Yeah.
Are you going to buy it?
She said she would buy
okay.
it.
Okay. So, Junior and I will do like an acapella and then.
And you both have me to thank. Who brings out the best in you? Say it.
Yeah, I didn't see that coming.
It's all right. It's okay. Now, KB, where are you performing this weekend?
I'm not performing this weekend.
Okay.
No, I'm just hanging out at home.
Okay.
With my boy, yeah.
Okay. Well, listen, it's always a pleasure having you here. I'm sure Gina appreciates it more. But you do all right when you're here. You do all right. Listen, we absolutely love you here. And my producer loves you even more. Kat, sadly, she's not here. And I know she courted you on social media. And she harassed everybody and said we have to bring her in. And she went ahead.
I saw that.
She went ahead and booked you. Yes.
Oh, I saw that.
So sadly, she's not here today.
Kat.
But yeah, so
I'll come back for you. Just
or make sure
for a
that.
Hangout.
Yeah, I'll make sure I'm not here when you come back though.
No, we're just gonna hang out outside.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah.
KB, thank you very much for being the awesome person you are.
Thanks for having me.
Yes, everything you heard here will be available as a podcast on the other side of 4 p.m. Ladies and gentlemen, KB is out of here. Up next, we've got the one of the most amazing producers of our time.
Amen.
Anati will be joining us shortly. Stand by for that.
Ladies love, only love. Yeah, baby.
I think I need a Bendy. I'm with my niggas Thursday, I'm in the Bendo. Friday, car wash, I'm in the Benzo. These niggas ain't down to earth, they better come back down. I heard they be taking shots, need more rounds.
Dumb. Ladies and gentlemen, the incredible Anati is in the building right now with us. He's been trending on social media across board for the past, what, like 2 days or so? If not three, it's been a pandemonium of sorts. And I understand you held a showcase the other day for your new project.
Yeah.
How's that going?
I mean, how's it go? I mean, the showcase went
yeah,
really well.
Yeah, how did
well.
It go?
It was amazing. I mean, I was surprised by people's reaction to my performance.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Nervous.
You perform all the time, don't you?
Yeah, but I was nervous just because this was the first time I was performing brand new music from the album.
Ah, makes sense.
And obviously with my whole new live experience, which I'm going to be taking on tour. It was nerve-wracking.
Yeah. Listen, people obviously know you for the excellent work that you do. I mean, you've made, I think for 2015, man, you have been running radio since then to now. It's still ongoing. And how do you keep it going? How do we hear Anati all the time? How is it always you all the time?
I don't know. I don't know. I never really think about it like that. It just depends on whenever the music comes out, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I think I've been quiet for a minute now.
Yeah,
for a few months, so.
Yeah, in terms of anything new, we haven't heard anything.
Yeah,
from,
so.
Know,
it just depends on whenever the music's, you know, ready.
Take me through the process of making music for you. After you're done with the track,
yeah.
I know some people choose to use the car system.
Yeah. And then they play it in the
car. What is it for you?
For me, it's definitely like sending it to my phone.
Okay.
And then just like listening to it.
So you listen
just listening to it on my phone, like on headphones, but
okay.
You know, but in a very special place.
I see. Is there anyone in particular who you always make them listen to your song before it's ready for the public?
Not anyone in particular anymore. I mean, it really used to be my mom.
Yeah.
Like, I would always play the music for my mom, but just because, I mean, I don't live with her and whatever, but I think now it's just, you know, Holly, Dan, anybody who's close by in studio.
Yeah.
I mean, I do play the music for anybody who comes around, you know, within the circles or anything like that.
Yeah.
So,
look, hip-hop has evolved tremendously, and I think you are at the center of that development as
no,
well.
No,
you
no,
are,
man.
Like, listen, don't even be... Listen,
no.
You know exactly what I'm talking about, and you are at the forefront of... You're leading the pack in terms of the sound that we're listening to today. I mean, there was a point where... Although even right now, traps still seems to be dominating. But your sound, it always cuts across trap, boom bap. It always contains all elements of hip-hop. And I think it's not an easy thing to do, especially when you're in a market that's controlled by what's current and what's hot at the moment.
What's trendy.
So, yeah, so you're able to just cut across all of that. And that's what I'm trying to find out. Like, how do you go to that place as an artist?
I mean, for me, I mean, for the most part, I've been trying my best to not be trendy, you know. I try not to, you know, immerse myself in, like, whatever's popular these days. Like, I listen to it just to know what it is.
Yeah.
But it won't be something that I go around playing every day, because, you know, the more you listen to something, you start sounding like that.
Yeah.
Because it's in your subconscious. It's always in your mind. So, like, whatever, I only play music that I'm really trying to, you know, not really replicate, but work towards, and, like, you know, work to attain that kind of sound. So
nice.
Now I just listen to a lot of old school music. I listen to a lot of fusion, a lot of African music, anything that's gonna, you know, cleanse
influence
the ear.
You know.
But cleanse the ear, because it's like all the music that we listen to in this day and age is saturated.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? There's so much music coming out. Everybody sounds the same. So it's like, you know, you'd rather just listen to something that's different.
Yeah.
You know, clean the ear, you know?
I hear you. Now, in terms of when you want to turn up, days when you feel like, you know what?
Oh, yeah.
I want to tell, what are you listening to right now?
I mean, when I turn up, I listen to Future, Drake, who else? Big Sean, Ricky Rick, that's Cedric Codine's dope. I listen to myself.
Uh-huh.
I must be, I'm biased sometimes. Like when I'm in studio, I only play my own music when I'm with girls and stuff.
Nah, it makes sense.
Yeah, you know. Only.
We're hanging out with the Nazi. Now let's talk about the new album. Obviously for you, I imagine
Artifact.
The sound. Artifact.
Yeah.
The sound. How do you even describe the sound?
Right now I can't describe it, to be honest. Yeah. I just say it's Afrobeat, it's hip hop, it's soul, it's R&B, it's pop. You know, there's some house in there. It's just a fusion of so many things. And I think, I mean, the reason why I called it Artifact was because I was trying to create a piece of work that, you know, is timeless in a way, you know, and challenge myself that I could make something that's everlasting in terms of, you know, the sonic experience, you know. So yeah.
Is there any one song in there that you think is going to surprise people?
I think probably 70% of the album will definitely surprise people, or maybe even 80%, because they've only heard songs like Freedom, Feeling on Me, and The Saga.
Yeah.
You know, and now Hours, which is a single from the album. But
yeah,
I think if you listen to all those songs, they all sound different. You know, and the song that I just dropped now, Hours, that's totally different from anything that I've dropped. And when you get the album, you're going to start to experience that, because all the songs are going to be different.
Yeah.
You know, like the hip-hop stuff where I'm rapping, like I'm going in, you know.
Nice.
Like
nice.
Like there's tracks where I'm like really rapping, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's songs where I'm singing and it's an actual ballad, you know. So there's different sonic experiences in the album, definitely.
Now, in terms of your thought process, you know, the content matter when it comes to the album, where would you place yourself?
During the process of making the album?
Yeah, just that, you know, obviously what happens around you influences the content that eventually goes into the making of the album, but where would you categorize it? Is it party moods? Where are you?
I mean, I'd really say it's not even more so a party mood, because I feel like there's a lot of substance to on the album. It's really more of the mood changes of the album. That's the thing. That's what, and it almost, you know, the album represents me in such a great way when I say the mood changes, because like I'm moody like that.
Yeah.
You know, I could be chilled and then I could be turned up, and then I could be mellow, or whatever the case may be. So that's how the album is, you know. I haven't structured the track list, you know, so that's definitely gonna, you know, play a big role in how you interpret the mood of the album.
And I suppose that's how it is with you creatives. You leave things to the last minute because you feel like
it's not even last minute. It's because the ideas keep evolving.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, yes. Okay, so let's check out Hours.
Yeah.
We'll talk about the title Hours. It's a brand new one.
Let's pump that up.
We went from
the shower, face straight to the counter. Baby girl, don't get down. I keep turning you out. Let the neighbors check it out in your life.
I'm definitely feeling it, man. It's called Ours. Take it from Artifact. It's a brand new one from Anati. Yeah, I pick up that African influence. I pick it up now. Very musical, by the way.
Thank you, man.
Is this a sample?
Oh, no. That's my composition.
Nice, from, man. Nice.
From the get-go.
Congratulations. What do you think of how people have responded so far to the song?
It's been amazing, actually. I'm actually quite surprised. I don't really follow too much social media, just because I like just being focused in studio and all of that. But I do read what people say, so I definitely want to give a shout out to everybody who's been supporting the song, you know, playing the song, listening to it, you know, liking it, not liking it, you know. But as long as they listen to it, I mean, you know, that's how we need to get across. So,
You've been doing you constantly make a lot of trips to the U.S.
Yeah.
You want to tell us what's happening there?
I'm just always there just to, you know.
Refresh?
Just to refresh, just to make sure I'm up to par.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, just make sure that I'm, you know, doing my thing musically, because, you know, there's a lot of people that I work with that side and then I learn from, and, you know, things of that nature. So it's always a great experience just being around amazing minds, you know, and not only just the U.S., just, you know, being around different musicians, period, you know, people who really take their craft serious to another level.
There seems to be this symbiotic relationship between the U.S., and particularly South African hip hop scene at the moment. There seems to be crisscrossing of information. There seems to be a keen interest. I mean, we're also seeing Jay-Z now setting up a wing in Nigeria.
Yeah, Nigeria, yeah.
Yeah. What do you think of the movement? What do you think? Should Africa be worried or should Africa be excited?
No, everybody should be excited. You know, I think right now this is a great time. Just to be African, it's always been a great time to be African, but I think now more so, just because people are really
taking
starting
notice.
They not just taking notice, because they have been noticing, and, you know, people have been exploiting Africa for the longest time, you know. But I think now is a time where we have to shine, you know. So it's time for us to push our stars out there into the, you know, into the global market. So I think now the global audience is listening, and they watching, you know, and they waiting. So, you know,
I had a debate with somebody the other day. We're obviously talking about the same situation where we're seeing the likes of Jay-Z, Akon being interested in African content in terms of the artists from here.
Yeah.
And one of the things that came up was, is it wise for an African artist to be taken from here and taken to the U.S. To obviously build their career forward?
Yeah.
Or is it better to remain here in Africa and still work with the Jay-Z while you're in the continent? What are your views on that?
Well, I mean, it really depends on how you're trying to execute your plan or strategy, you know. For me, being in LA really taught me that, you know, you need to nurture where you come from, which is home.
Yeah.
You know, here in SA, and be the best in SA, you know, before you can conquer any other place.
Yeah.
So I think that's why I've always made a point of always coming home and making sure that I'm, you know, always grounded and, you know what's going on both ends.
Yeah.
You know.
The video for Hours, what's happening with that?
Oh, I shot that in the States.
It's already shot? This guy.
Yeah, I'm thinking of just adding a scene, an essay.
Okay.
It would be dope just to tie it in.
All right.
But
when would that be ready?
As soon as the audience is ready.
Okay.
You know, I'm ready. I'm always ready.
Do you have a plan for the album, like a marketing strategy that you'd like to just, that's custom made for this specific album?
You know, marketing wise, I wouldn't say I have a strategy.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, because I haven't been thinking in that lane. I've just been
creative.
I've been creative and thinking about how do I present the album to the audience, you know.
Yeah.
And this goes from, you know, the songs, the live aspect, you know, the visuals and everything. So it's that's what I've been focused on, you know, just the creative, the ultimate creative of it.
Now, for most artists, when they're working around releasing an album, they try and shy away from collabos and producing for others.
Yeah.
Are you open to working with other artists?
Well, I mean, I have worked with quite a few
during
the process of me working on my album. I think, you know, sometimes if you can't block your creativity, like, you know, because sometimes you can't work on album stuff 100% of the time. You know, it gets too monotonous. So, like, I like to break away and just work on something outside of, you know, the album or whatever project, because, you know, you got to clean the ear.
Yeah, nice one. I like that. Sadly, we're out of time. We're hanging out with Anati, who just dropped. In fact, I'm going to drop it just before we get out of here again. I think it's a powerful song.
Please,
it deserves to be played twice.
Please.
It's always a pleasure hanging out with you. Is there anything that you wish to say to your followers?
Thank you to everybody who's been supporting ours. Artifact is coming soon. It sounded amazing. And I have a really special live experience coming soon, you know.
So are we going to be seeing you doing this live performing going forward?
Yeah. This is something that I'm taking on right now, and you know, I've been preparing for a while, and you know, we get into it and I'm excited, you know, we got special things and
Nice one, in the works. Listen, man, we're very proud of what you're doing. It's blazing that trail, and we'll keep supporting the music.
Thank you so much, man. Thanks for
Big
all up. The
Do you know when the album will be ready?
Just before spring. I'm gonna get you guys ready for spring.
Aight, dude, cool stuff. We're out of here, ladies and gentlemen. Everything you heard here today will be available as a podcast. Junior.
Yo, man.
Cool. Are you going to see KB?
No.
Are you guys going to eat her chocolate? Oh, she's still here. KB, just wait. Gina is coming.
Really?
In every sense of the word. This is ours, taken from Artifacts.
We went from the shower, fresh came to the counter. Baby girl, don't get down. I keep turning you out.
Cliff Central. The revolution.
I've got something important to tell you.
CliffCentral.com.